This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, XRL, Michael Joe Butler, Relator, v. Honorable Joseph Rathert, Circuit Judge, Respondent, decided September 16, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District, 1 Writ Division 1, State of Missouri, XRL, No. Eddie 1362, Michael Joe Butler, Writ of Prohibition, Relator, Jefferson County, Circuit Court, V. Cause Num 24G-CR012261. Honorable Joseph Rathert, Circuit Judge. Respondent. Filed September 16, 2025. Introduction. Relator Michael Butler filed a petition for a writ of prohibition seeking an order to prohibit the Honorable Joseph Rathert, Respondent, from revoking Relator's probation. Because Relator was denied his rights to due process and confrontation during the probation revocation hearing, Respondent's ruling on the state's motion to suspend probation constituted an abuse of discretion. Thus, this court makes permanent its preliminary order of prohibition. Two factual and procedural background. 1. On February 3, 2025, Relator was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Respondent suspended the execution of the sentence, placing Relator on probation through the Missouri Board of Probation and Parole. Relator's probation was subject to all general conditions of the board, including the condition that a probationer shall not violate any law, and if a probationer is arrested and fails to report the arrest to his probation officer within 48 hours, he has violated a condition of probation. The Board of Probation and Parole filed a notice of citation against Relator on February 24, 2025, alleging that Relator was arrested for DWLRS on February 5, 2025. The notice of citation contained no other information and did not specify whether Relator had failed to report the arrest within 48 hours. A probation violation report was never filed in this case, and no additional notice of citation was filed. Though a criminal charge was filed against Relator, the criminal charge was dismissed prior to the hearing. On February 26, 2025, the state filed a motion to show cause and suspend probation. Counsel for Relator filed a motion for disclosure on April 9, 2025. At a hearing on May 7, 2025, defense counsel argued that there was insufficient evidence presented to make a finding that there was a probation violation, highlighting that no police report was presented, no probation violation report was filed, no police officer was called to testify, and that the charge against Relator was dismissed. In response, respondent asked a probation officer to be a witness, even though she was not disclosed to defense counsel prior to the hearing and just happened to be in WUST. We note that respondent failed to file suggestions in opposition or an answer to the preliminary order in prohibition, despite being ordered to do so by this court and being granted several extensions. As such, all facts in the writ petition are deemed admitted and taken as true. State XRL Detzer Allison Beers Barton, 197 SW2D667, 668-69, Mondard Bank, 1946. Every allegation of Relator's petition which is not denied by the return or confessed and avoided therein is to be taken as true. Respondent is in default. This court could exercise its discretion and enter judgment making permanent the preliminary order in prohibition on this ground. State ex reles Taylor v. Banas, 563 SW3D 191, MoED App, 2018, but will address the merits of the case instead. Three court that day. 2. The probation officer testified that a citation was submitted, but that she did not have any additional information. The probation officer did not know where the alleged violation occurred, did not know which police department was involved, did not know if any other violations or citations occurred, did not know how the notice of citation was generated in this case, and had no firsthand knowledge of the alleged violation. She also admitted that the notice of citation did not have any information about the alleged violation or underlying facts. The notice of citation and the probation officer's testimony were the only evidence presented. Following the hearing, respondent found Relator to be in violation of the terms of his probation. Relator's case was scheduled to be disposed of on July 8, 2025. Relator filed this writ of prohibition, and the disposition hearing has been postponed while the writ is pending. This court issued a preliminary order in prohibition on June 25, 2025. Respondent has not filed an answer. Standard of review. No appeal may be taken from a revocation of probation. Instead, errors in probation revocation proceedings may be contested by the appropriate writ. State v. Burnett, 72 SW 3rd, 212, 214, Moap WD 2002. The standard of review for